ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29. The chapter entitled The Talks Between Narada and King Vachinivadi. Text number 21. We'll also, very short purpose, so we'll also do a 22. So, text 21 and 22. Sambat Sadas. Samvatsaras Chandavega Kalo Eno Palakshita Tasyahaniha Gandharva Gandharvyo Ratraya Sritaha Haranti Ayu Parikrantya Sasti Uttara Sata Trayam Samvatsaras Chanda Vega Kalo Yeno Palakshitaha Kalo Yeno Palakshitaha Tasya Haniha Gandharva Tasya Haniha Gandharva Gandharvyo Ratraya Smritaha Gandharvo Ratraya Smritaha Haranti Ayu Parikrantya Haranti Ayu Parikrantya Sasti Uttara Satrayam Sasti Uttara Satrayam Sambatsaras Chandavega Kalo Yena Palakshita Tasya Haniha Gandharva Gandharvyo Ratrasritaha Haranti Ayu Parikrantya Sasti Uttara Satatrayam Sambatsaras Chandavegaha Kalo Yena Palakshita Tasya Haniha Gandharva Gandharvyo Ratrayah Sritaha Haranti Ayu Parikrantya Sasti Uttara Satatrayam Sambatsaraha Year Chandavega Called Chandavega Kalaha Time Eda By which Upalakshita symbolized Tasya of the duration of life Ahani days Iha in this life Gandharvaha the Gandharvas Gandharvya Gandharvaya Gandharvi Ratraya night. Smrita Paramistu Paranti. They take away. Ayu duration of life. Parikantya by traveling. Sasti 60. Uttara above. Sata 100. Trayam 3. Translation for Prabhupada is divine English. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. What was previously explained as Chanda Vega, the powerful time, is covered by the days and night named Gandharva and Gandharvis. Gandharvas and Gandharvis. The body's lifespan is gradually reduced by passage of days and nights, which number in 360. Translation responsibly.
What was previously explained as
Chandravega,
as Chandravega,
powerful time,
is
covered by days and nights.
Named
Gandharvas and Gandharvis.
The body's lifespan is
gradually reduced
by
the passage of days and nights, which number
360.
The word Parikrantya means by traveling. The living entity travels on his chariot day and night during a year consisting of 360 or more days and nights. Life's progress is taken for the necessary labor required to cover these 360 days and night of life. We'll also do a very short purpose, so we'll do a text 22 as well. Kalakanya jarashakshi lokastam navina nandati swaswaram jikhane vrityu chaya chayaya yavaneshwara. What was described as Kalakanya should be understood as old age. No one wants to accept the old age, but Yavaneshwara or Yavanaraja, who is death, accepts Jara or old age as his sister. Purport. In case within the body, the living entity accepts Kalakanya old age, just before death. Yavaneshwara is the emblem of death, Yamaraja. Before going to the place of Yamaraja, the living entity accepts Jara, or old age, the sister of Yamaraj. One is subject to the influence of Yamaraja and his sister due to impious activities. Those who are in Krishna consciousness are engaged in devotional service under the instruction of Narad Muni are not subject to the influence of Yamaraja and his sister Jara. If one is Krishna conscious, he conquers death. After leaving the material body, he does not accept another body. That is material, but returns back to Godhead. This is verified by Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 text. Sorry, chapter 4 text 9. Om Ajnana Timantasya Jnananjana Sabhakaya Chakshura Militanvena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha
Sri Rupam Sahajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Shaitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakham Vidam Sahagana Hey Krishna Karuna Siddhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Jagatpate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatirubhyasya Kripa Sindhuvaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So this is Hare Krishna getting into modern technology, all distant learning and online technology and so on and so forth. So like audience is it's all over the world is the audience. We have to change our orientation. So here we continue to hear the very wonderful instruction of Narada Muni that is being given to Prachinivari. Last five chapters, including this one, from chapter 25 to 29, is the instructions that is given to Prachinivari by Narada Muni. Narada Muni had explained wonderful the allegorical story of King Puranjana. Puranjana represents a living entity. And in that allegorical story, he had put so many technical or different terminologies or different... So at the end of the story, Prachinivari asked Narada Muni, "My dear Narada Muni, I cannot understand. Could you please explain what you have explained, all those terminologies and different things you had mentioned in the allegorical story?" So then, Narada Muni now, in this chapter, is going through each and every terminologies that is used in the allegorical story is being further explained what they are, how the word they represent, and how they are applied in this teaching. So today's text, we are hearing about the Chanda Vega, which is representing as time. Chanda Vega is time. So what is time in the text 21 and in text 22 is kind of touched on the Kala Kanya, which is old age, and also slightly touch on the Yamaraja or the Yamanaraja or the death. So we will touch on those three topics, which is time and old age, and also we'll touch some the teachings or instruction by Yamaraja. What is the instruction? What is it doing? What did it do? And what is it in charge of? So discuss those three topics today. Thank you. So as we understand from Srimad Bhagavatam, the universe is created. So when does the actual time, because now it is created, once it's created, it does have some beginning, some start point, right, for the universe, for the material universe. So the time starts to click once the universe is created is when Lord Vishnu glances into a pradhan. The material energy that is inactive, inert, at that stage when he glances, that is the starting time
of our material universe. Of course, time is eternal. Time is eternal. Even though the universe, the creation is inert in state, that time is still ticking. For work, for an active time starts when Lord Vishnu glances into a material nature as the so that's the starting point of time. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord also declares that I am the inexhaustible time. In chapter 10, text 33, he says, Aksaranam Akarushmi. Amongst the letters, I am letter A or A. Dvanda Samasikasyata. Amongst the compound words, I am the dual compound. I mean, I was trying to understand what it really actually means, but I haven't figured that out. So it's some. And the third line says, Aham means I, Eva, certainly. Akshaya Kala. Akshaya means the time is indestructible or is eternal time. So Krishna is declaring the time, I am. I am the time. I am also inexhaustible time. And the last line says, Dhataram Veya Vishvato Mukha. Amongst the Creator, I am the Lord Brahma. So, whose time? Who is controlling time? Krishna. The mighty Krishna is controlling the time. Similarly, he gives another similar statement in when he was teaching, he was instructing Uddhava in the 11th canto, Uddhava Gita. Same thing. Uddhava also asked Krishna, could you please describe some of your opulences? In the same context, Krishna also, in that also, Krishna makes a similar statement. And he says that, Aham Gati, this is in the 11th canto, chapter 16, text 10. Aham Gati, 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 Matam, Kala, Kalayat, Matam, Aham. Says, I am the ultimate goal for those who are seeking progress. And I am the time amongst the those who exert control. So Krishna is saying, those who try to control the time, exert in exercise, or the try to control or try to use the time. But ultimately, I am in control. I control that. So time is Krishna. Again, Krishna is... So the translation of that verse is, I am the ultimate goal of those seeking progress, and I am time amongst those who exert control. I am the equilibrium of modes of material nature, and I am natural virtue amongst the pious. Similarly, when Krishna is glorifying Govinda or Krishna, Lord Brahma is glorifying Lord Krishna in Brahma Samhita, we have another statement, similar saying. Yachak Suresha Savita Sakala Grahana. He is comparing the sun and the moon or luminaries as Chakshu of Krishna. Yachak Suresha Savita Sakala Grahana. This is actually Lord Brahma is describing Sangha. Raja Samasta, amongst its Raja Samasta Suramurti, Asesa Teja. So among he's the king amongst the demigods. So he's describing Lord Sangha Suramurti. Asesa Teja, he has the power is unlimited. Asesa means unlimited teja, energy. But Brahma says, he says, Yasya Agyaya, whose in whose order Brahmati means goes around. Samrita Kala Chakra, Kala Chakra. So Sangha is creating a time so that the day comes, then night comes. Similarly, the week passes, day passes, week passes, month passes. What do we, how do we calculate time? Time is calculated according to the sun, movement of the sun. And Lord Brahma is glorifying that in Krishna's order, that time is running, moving. Kala Chakra is moving. So, Yachak Suresa Sarita Sakala Grahanam Raja Samasta Suragunti Rusesa Teja Yasya Agyaya Brahmati Samrita Kala Chakra Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. I worship that Govinda that controls the sunrise. So, Lord Krishna is again controlling the time. And so in the material world, time has destroying effect. As we progress, everything that is born, that is exists, but in due course of time, what happens? It's destroyed. But what is it? There is time also in the spiritual world. Yes, time is there. But what is the difference between the time between the material world and the spiritual world? Time there enhances, always is enhancing. The time is eternal there. It's not destroying effect, it has an enhancing effect. That is the difference between the time in the material world and time in the spiritual world. Is always giving pleasure to the devotees and the pleasure to the Lord in the spiritual world. Whereas here, time is always, it's destroying, it's finishes, it has a span. If a tree maybe lives for hundreds of years, and like a little insect has got a very small span of time, human beings may have 100 years of time. So, but at the end, it's destroyed, it finishes, then you have to recycle again. It takes birth. Similarly, in Sukadeva Goswami also gives a similar statement in Canto 2, Chapter 3, Text Number 17. Ayu Harati Vai Pumsham. Ayu Harati Vai Pumsham. Udhyan Astan. Udhyan means rising, Astan means setting. Or, so, your lifespan is decreased, as Chaitanya Prabhu was explaining yesterday, that the rising of the sun and setting of the sun is taking away our
lifespan.
So, Ayubhriti Vai Pumsham Udhyan Astan Yog Yan Aso. Aso is sun. However, Sukadeva Goswami says, however, that does not apply to devotee. Why?
Because they are eternally engaged in the service of.
Yes, he also gives to it and says, however, tasyate yat shino nita. Not for those who are utilized time in glorifying the Lord. Who? Uttama sloka. Bhartaye. The Lord is, another name for Lord is Uttama Sloka. What does that mean?
Glorified by selected ones.
Yes, that Lord who is always glorified by the most choicest or selected verses of the great personalities. Uttama, highest. Sloka. Bhartaye, Bhartaye means Bhartaye, means Chatayana, discuss or topic or transcendental topics of the Lord. So for those who are discussing, those who are engaged in devotional service, in other words, is for them, this does not apply. Because even though body gets destroyed, body has an end, however, there is spiritual
that body or spiritual life is eternal. That's now connected with Krishna. That becomes a eternal. Because we are connected to Tamasloka. We are discussing, we are serving the Lord. So translation is, both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time in discussing topic of the all good personality of Godhead. So who's immune? Who's immune from that time? Is those who are engaged in devotional service. And because also, if a person thinks that, okay, I can live forever, Krishna says, yes, there is nothing as forever. Krishna also mentions, you know, just like we having this, you know, like virus is going. What is it doing? Is it strong? It's great, you know, it's killing. It has a... So Krishna says in 10th chapter, text 34, Mrityu sarva harashchaham. If one denies, if he is engaged completely in, you know, engrossed in so much of, you know, accumulating so much of, you know, creating, what is it? Everything that has been collected or that has been done, at the end, I come as a death and take away. Mrityu sarva harashchaham. And in that verse, actually, very nicely, Krishna also gives a very beautiful five nice qualities in the female or in the woman should have. Or Krishna says, in other words, he says, all these good qualities of a lady or man, a woman, sorry, that is me. It's my energy. So what are those five qualities? Krishna mentions in that sloka, Kirti. Kirti means fame. Yes. Krishna says, I am the fame. Kirti. Sri. Fortune or opulence. So Kirti, Sri, fortune. Bak.
Fine speech.
Smriti,
memory.
Medha, intelligence. Study, Vriti, means determination or steadfastness. And Shama, or forgiving or patience, Prabhupada translates the patience. So in that period, the same shloka, Mrityu sarva harashchaham udvamsa. Avishatam, Kirti Sri Pacha Narina. Nari means woman. Smriti Medha Dhriti Kshama. Actually, several qualities mentioned. So Krishna says, I am in all devouring death, and I am the generating principle of all that is yet to be. Amongst the women, I am fame. Fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience. That is just that. So this is somewhat we're discussing the time factor, which is the energy of the Lord, which is the one of the topic that's also discussed in Bhagavad Gita, like time, karma. What was it?
Jivam,
Ishvara, Prakriti. Five topics. So time is one of the... So in this, Narad Muni is also giving that Chandavega represents time. Time, that everything that's in this world has a it finishes. It has beginning and end. So second topic in this two texts Prabhupada mentioned, text number 22, is Kalakanya. Kalakanya is representing as what's Kalakanya?
Old
age. Old age. Kala Kanya, our daughter of time, you can say, is represented as old age. It is fact that every one of us, or every living entity, will face the old age. Fact? Correct? Agreed? Yes? Every one of us. I mean, some may die, you know, at a young age or something, but high percentage of people will have to face an old age. Already education has come, you know, you can get the education, right? Yes. 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 So, in this previous chapter, Narada Muni also talks the same topic, but he gives Chandravega, and he gives title as Kalakanya, Chandravega. And so now Narada Muni is explaining those terminology in the previous chapter, text 6 and 8. He covers this topic as Chandravega and Kalakanya, topic of old age or Yavanaraja. So in that chapter, previous chapter, chapter 28, in text 6, Narada Muni gives very nice definition in there as well, that what is Kalakanya, what is the effect of old age? Huh? Says, Kanya upakudho nasta sri kripano visayatmakaha nasta pragya hitak aishwarya gandharvya yavane balat. This is text 6 of chapter 28, 4th canto. So same topic now is repeated, but this is where it says, so what is Narada Muni saying? What does old age do? What is the effect of old age? First thing he gives, nasta sri. Sri means
beauty.
Beauty. So old age, see, when the young person is, the youth and everything, it's all beauty is there. So what is the first thing you do? That beauty is now slowly, as old age progresses, what happens? Nasta sri. The beauty is now
diminishing.
It's going. And then, as a person becomes old, I mean, he becomes, Narada Muni says, he becomes kripana. What's kripana?
Miser.
He has accumulated so much, but he was always just reserve and reserve, he becomes a miser. Narada Muni says miser. And he also becomes a visaya atmaka, means he's attached to his enemies. Because now he's accumulated so much wealth, some of the opulence and everything, he's what? He is now attached to all those sense gratification. The gratification he has all and worked so hard to do so. Now he becomes miser, as well as he's also, you know, attached to visaya, visaya. And then third, the another thing Narada Muni says, nasta pragya. What's pragya? Intelligence. Yes. Yes. So pragya means the knowledge or gets. So now slowly what happens? The intelligence becomes weak. Becomes nasta. Nasta means becoming now slowly weakens. Rita aishwarya. Rita means taken away. Aishwarya. All that, the youth and energy and everything, I showed you what you have, now that's also going to be taken away. So Narada Muni says, when King Kiranjana was embraced by Kalakanya or old age, he gradually lost all his beauty. So beauty, the nasta sri, is gone. Having been too much attached to, addicted to sex, he became very poor in intelligence. Now, nasta pragya. And lost his opulence. Dhritaishwarya. Being bereft of all possession, he was conquered forcibly by Gandharvas and Yavanas. So Gandharva represents what? Day. Gandharvi represents night. So this was the terminology used. Right? Similarly, in text 7, two texts Narayana explains. He says, Bistrina scattered. Swapuram. Swapuram means its own body. Pura means body. Swapuram. So the faculty of the bodies are now, it becomes weakened or stuff. Or the organ failure, the whole digestive system is not as good as what you had. You are not as powerful. So now he's not only used the word scattered, it's becoming scattered now. Swapuram. Swapuram means its own body. Pratikulam. Now, opposing elements. You wanted to do something, but you can't do as what you used to do and then use. You can't. So it's pratikulam. Who becomes pratikulam also? Your family members. Putran, pautran, anuga, atmaya, jaya. It says putra means sons, or things again, children. Potra, grandchildren. Anuga, servants, followers, or what you have. Atmayan, ministers, or you have your advisors and everything. Ministers, that's it. Jaya, wife. Gata Swaram, they all become indifferent. They are not in your command anymore. So old days, Arjuna explaining, says now you lose your beauty, you lose your opulence, you lose your the energy and everything. Now you also have even your family members or relatives, they also become indifferent. So they don't even follow your command. As long as you are earning, they're all good. Now suddenly what happens? Everybody back out. Keep distance. So Prabhupada translates, King Puranjana then saw that everything that he owned was scattered, and his sons, grandsons, servants, ministers were all gradually opposing him. He also noted that his wife was becoming cold and indifferent. So this is always when I'm going to explain how about it. Prabhupada gives a very nice explanation on that same Prabhupada. And he says, when one becomes an invalid, his senses and organs are weakened. In other words, they're no longer under his control. The senses and sense objects then being too opposed to him. When a person in a distressed condition, even his family members, sons, grandsons, wife, become disrespectful. They no longer are under the control or command of the master of the house. Just as we wish to use our senses for sense gratification, the senses also require strength from the body in a reciprocation. A man keeps a family for enjoyment, and similarly family members demand enjoyment from the head of the family. When they do not receive sufficient money from him, they grow disinterested and ignore his commands or desire. No, not really pleasant, is it? How is it? It comes to everyone. And Narayana is giving the fact. We may try to cover up, we may try to say, it's not going to come, it's not going to happen to me, or it's not coming. But it is a fact. It is a fact. It comes to everyone. It happens to everyone. Then text 8, and chapter 28, Narayana continues to give us this. When King Puranjana saw all his family members, relatives, followers, servants, everyone else had turned against him, he certainly became very anxious. But he could not counteract the situation because he was thoroughly overwhelmed by the effect of Kala Kanya, the old age. Even though we have, you know, we have everything we accumulated, we have all the wealth, we have everything, when the old age comes, not pleasant. I just visited my parents in Vrindavan. And seeing their condition, their old age, what they are, we've seen them when they are in full youth and, you know, energetic, and they were able to do so many things here and there. Now, just to step one step, my mother has to take it, you know, she has to take help with the wall, and then the lifting of the one foot and putting it to one step, it's like in so, endeavor. They have so much energy that she has to put just to climb one step of, you know, going to kitchen or going to, you know, going to the roof or something. I was just noticing, it's like, wow. And which, you know, I was, you know, we're discussing with my father, and I said, in a joking mood, I said, what I'm looking, observing in you as a parent, you know, what you're seeing, and this is going to come to me down the track. I'm going to give me the same thing. I won't be able to even lift in my leg to go get on the steps and then go into and do different things. Where they had so much energy and so much power, but it is before they used to do so many activities. Now suddenly the old days has everything taken away. My father had a stroke. You know, his left side of the body is not really fully functional. I mean, when he had the stroke, completely was paralyzed. But now, fortunately, he was able to move. But it's just seeing the old days, the body, how they were, how they are now. It's like, my God, you know, Krishna. You know, it's a very pitiful situation. It's not really enjoyable. So and in this old age, you know, generally people are lonely also. They're seeking for some attention. They're wanting some, you know, some people to come and, you know, give them attention and everything. So it's very, you know, it's not only is giving us all that, it's putting it in a picture. It's giving us that, you know, like, hey, man, don't think that it is not going to happen to you. It's going to come. It's the reality is that, you know, body starts to not function properly, and hence it's just not so pleasant. Then, in that situation, Sukadeva Goswami gives very, so what do we do? What should be our consciousness in that state? Once you hit the old age, what is it? Sukadeva Goswami, in the second canto, chapter 1, text 15, he gives a nice instructions. At the last stage of life, one should be bold enough not to be afraid of death. But one must cut off all attachment to the material body, everything pertaining it to, and all desires thereof. So what's Sukadeva Goswami giving us, the advising us to do? He's saying that it's going to come. Death is going to come. You can't avoid it. But what should be our consciousness? He said, we should not be, you know, attached to this, what we have, what we collected as material optimism, and so on and so forth. The old days also came to our acharyas, for example. Prabhupada, we saw, but the whole old days, what is he utilized? Yeah, out of compassion, you know, he traveled in the age of 70, traveled all the way from Vrindavan, you know, he was
was living in Holy Dham, you know, he was practicing his devotional service perfectly fine. You know, at the age of 70, what can he do? You know, he was in Dham, he was doing devotional service, he was living in the shelter of Shri Ramadhar, in the shelter of Shri Rupa Goswami, in the Acharyas. He was perfectly fine. Why did he have to take all this trouble? Go all the way to the US, no trouble, you know, going into a very heart attack and so on. Out of compassion. So that same old age, instead of, you know, lamenting and hankering or, you know, wanting to control, wanting to, you know, enjoy things, our Acharyas have given a completely different picture. You know, they have done so much, like Jagannath Babaji Maharaj. He could barely open his eyes, but yet he was still constantly chanting the whole day. Setting an example. He was just barely able to move. And our six Goswamis, they were living in the, under the tree, different thing, but yet they have given voluminous of Krishna conscious literature, knowledge they produce for us. So that's, you know, that's what how Acharyas has in exemplified always how to realize. You know, whatever you have learned, whatever you have learned, now give it to others. Feel compassion. Share with others. Give them. So that's just a little gist on the always. Third topic. Third topic is here the Yamanaraj or Yamaraj. Now, who is Yamaraj? Yamaraj is in charge of death, or he punishes, or he's a judge of the sinful activities that has been done by living entities, and he judges them. He gives them, you know, reward or punishment accordingly. So, what is the text 22? When the translation was, what is described as Kamakanya should be understood as old age. No one wants to accept the old age, but Yamanaraj or Yamanaraj, it's a Yamaneshwar or Yamanaraj, whose death accepts the Jara as old age and sister. So, Yamanaraj or Yamanaraj, he is the son of Suryadev, son of Sankar. Yamaraj is a position, it's a position that, so at this current, Yamaraj we're discussing is the son of Suryadev. And these demigods have, they are very powerful, they are, he is also one of the 12 Mahajan, the authority of the dharma or the scriptural teachings, their authorities, whatever the instruction they give, it is we follow. So where does Yamaraj live?
Yamaloka.
Huh? Yamaloka. Yamaloka, yes. It's also known as Tithiloka. Tithiloka, yes. I was just also, out of interest, I was wanting to know the cosmology of how the cosmology is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So that was just my topic of interest that I wanted to know. So the Pitriloka is actually, so we have Bhumandala. Under the Bhumandala we have seven subterranean heavens or Vilaswarga. Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Rasatala, Mahatala, Patala, seven. Atala, Mitala, Sutala, Rasatala, Mahatala. Anyway, there are seven planets that are the Vilaswargas. Generally, it's occupied by the Sutala planet is occupied by Bali Maharaj. And Maya Dhanav, there is Danu, there is Lord Shiva, there is different personalities, they occupy these planets. So just under that is Pithiloka.
And then Pitiloka is, we have 28 planets, highest planets, so it's Sukadeva Goswami. So, Sukadeva Goswami gives very brief the introduction of Yamaraj. Also, the king of Pitas is Yamaraj. He's very far. This is in the 5th canto, chapter 26, text 6. The king of Pitas is Yamaraj and very powerful son of Sun God. He resides in Pitiloka with his personal assistants while abiding by the rules and regulations set down by Supreme Lord. So what is he doing? He is abiding by the rules and regulations, which is the karmic reaction that is set by. He's abiding by that. Has his agents, Yamadutas, bring all sinful men to him immediately upon their death, after bringing them within the jurisdiction, within his jurisdiction, he properly judges them according to their specific sinful activities and sends them to one of the many hellish planets with, for suitable punishment. There are Sukadeva Goswami gives about 28 hellish planets there are. So the Yamaraj gives that. So when Ajamila was the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas had a discussion that Ajamila chanted the name of Narayan and Vishnudutas came and then they forced Yamadutas to take Ajamila away to the hellish planet. And then these Yamadutas went back to Yamaraj and asked them. So they narrate the whole incident that these Narayan Dutas came and then they stopped them to take this sinful Ajamila. And then their first question there said, is there anybody else that is in charge? Or any? I thought, we thought, you as Yamaraj is the in charge, the Supreme. Then Yamaraj at that point instructs the Yamadutas that, no, I am not the Supreme. There is somebody else is supreme. I follow the order. So, in that conversation between, so they asked him a lot of questions, and then the Yamaraj and the instructs them, instructs him. So, in that connection, in that the conversation, Yamaraj gives two things. He says, "Who are not eligible, who should be brought to the Yamalokas, and who should." So I thought we would just read a couple of those instructions that Yamaraj gives to Yamadutas. So in 6th canto, chapter 3, text 27, Yamaraj instructing his Yamadutas, saying, "My dear servants, please do not approach such a devotee, for they have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are equal to everyone, and their narrations are sung by the demigods and inhabitants of Siddhaloka. Please do not even go near them. They are always protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, Lord Brahma and I, even the time factor, are not competent to chastise them." So who's immune? Who's not taken by Yamadutas? Those who are
constantly
engaged in devotional service. And this is the instruction by Yamaraj directly. So he is the Lord of Death, he is the punisher, he gives jurisdiction. So what is he telling us? To please perform devotional service to whom?
Krishna.
Krishna. Now he gives a person who to bring. He said not to bring who. Then he gives who to bring. Who to bring to him? As he says. This is in text 29, chapter 3 of 6th canto. Juhana Bhakti Bhagavat Guna Namadheyam. Juha means tongue. Tongue. Juhana Bhakti. Bhakti means chant. Bhagavat. Of the Supreme Personality Godhead. Guna Nama. Dheya means meditating. Smarati means remembering. Charanaravinda, the lotus feet of the Lord. Krishnaya. Krishnaya na nameti. Those who are not bowing down. Nameti means bowing down with the head. Even once. So it says, my dear servants, please bring me only those sinful persons who do not use their tongue to chant the holy name and the qualities of Krishna. So who's immune? Who's to bring? Those who are not chanting, or those who are not devotional, doing devotional service. Those hearts, whose hearts do not remember the lotus feet of Krishna even once. And those heads do not bow down even once before Lord Krishna. Send me those who do not perform their duties toward Vishnu, which are only duties of a human life. Please bring me all such fools and rascals. This is Yamraj giving very high level instruction. Yeah? So this is directly hearing from him. So in the purport of text 22, Srila Prabhupada also makes a point. He says, those who are in Krishna consciousness are engaged in devotional service under the circumstance and under the instructions of Narada Muni are not subject to the influence of Yamraj and his sister Jara. If one in Krishna consciousness he conquers death, after leaving the material body, he does not accept another body that is material, and but returns back home, back to Godhead. And this is confirmed the Srila Prabhupada's quotes, the verse Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Viveti Tattvataha Tektva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mameti Shuarjuna. Just by knowing the appearance and activities of the Lord, one seizes this material body, material condition, and returns back home, back to Godhead. That is the very the gist that we, as in our duty as a living entity, is to perform a devotional service to the Lord. And then end this ongoing, so many. Today we have COVID-19. Tomorrow, who knows, something may come out. It's just, we think we're going to take get over it. We're going to finish all roji. It's not going to be any more problems. But that may not be the fact. I think it was last similar, the pandemic was in 100 years ago. I think it was Spanish flu or something. They call this, killed millions and millions of people. That's similarly we're having a similar thing. Who knows? I mean, in the future they will continue to. So Krishna says it's the Kalai Asaswatam. This is this is going to come to Kalai. Miseries are there. This one is not going to end. So how to end? By Tekva Dayam Punarjanma Naiti Mameti Swarjana. Yes. Here you end this. Janma Karma Chameti. Just know my activities and the pastimes of the Lord. Then you are returned back, come back to Godhead. stand here. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? It's not a pleasant to have. I was just reading all this. It's not fun. In terms of time, we are going through so much up and down in our life. And ultimately, we don't want to end up in the abode of Yamaraj. Mm-hmm. We can go and have his darshan, that's okay. It's a beautiful thing. But maybe not for his name. So we would rather go back home with Krishna. So yes, thank you very much. Vartasima Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Bhagavad Gita, Sri Radha Vallabhi Gita, Jaya Gopinath.